Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2632, Do Hard Things. These thoughts will help, by Krista O'Reilly, Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca, and your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. I appreciate you listening every single day. It really means a lot. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Do Hard Things. These thoughts will help, by Krista O'Reilly, Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. Building a right-sized life requires doing hard things. Living aligned to our values and top priorities in every season involves doing hard things. Being a questioner, stubbornly carving out a path that feels joyful and sustainable, learning to rest, choosing to love yourself well and honor your wiring, asks you to do hard things. Unless we want to spend life in hiding, mired in fear, or numbed out, we need to learn to show up afraid and move toward discomfort and practice doing things that feel hard. We could be just starting our family or heading into empty nest, putting life back together after loss or pain, or in the thick of messy midlife. Whatever our age and life stage, we are invited to keep learning and unfolding and doing hard things. It's as important as remembering to breathe. I used to think that if I could build a life slow enough, simple enough, that I could live in a bubble and avoid pain, challenge, risk, or anxiety-provoking decisions. But of course, people kept dying and life was still messy, and instead of healing, I was hiding. This is real life, not a predictable romantic comedy. Rarely does life end with a neat, orderly bow. It's messy, complex, sometimes raw and deeply challenging, and worth living. And beautiful, and meaningful. Living awake and on purpose means embracing the dark and the light, owning that life doesn't have to be perfect or easy to be beautiful, giving ourselves permission to rest and taste pleasure, and choosing to do hard things. If we're going to show up fully to our imperfect and beautiful lives with joy and on purpose, we will need to do hard things. These 9 thoughts have helped me practice showing up. These thoughts have helped light the path ahead of me as I shook off the chains of fear and started learning that I could, despite what my inner critic and years of hiding told me, do hard things. If, like me, you're a strong introvert, a highly sensitive soul, a non-hustler or messy human who has struggled plenty with comparison, perfectionism, or a mean inner critic, or anxiety and fear in any of its other many forms, they'll likely help you too. Do hard things. These thoughts will help. Number 1, I choose to shift from judgment into curiosity. When we allow curiosity to become more compelling than fear, all of a sudden we find we're able to show up afraid. We realize we have nothing to prove, everything to gain by letting curiosity lead for a while. We might even realize we're having fun along the way. Number 2, life shouldn't be easier. Life simply is. It's an unwieldy, messy tangle of beauty and sorrow, incredible joy, and learning to let go. Staying stuck and wanting life to be easier robs me of joy instead of expending energy building a more hopeful tomorrow. Number 3, I can take one small step. I think we underestimate the creative power of choosing to take one small step, to ask for help, make one phone call, paint one canvas, write 200 words, to say, I love you, quiet the noise, and inch our way toward what we want. Number 4, meandering is a welcome and joyful part of the journey. There may be no perfect path, but there is tremendous beauty and delight to be found on the journey. We find our way by loosening our grip, stepping out onto the water, getting our hands dirty, and living awake. Number 5, I'm already enough. Comparison is useless. My job is to show up raw and real, to use my small gifts, offer my small light, decide what to do with my one life. When I lie on my deathbed, I won't care that I didn't look like anyone else. I want to know I lived my mission and leveraged my strengths. 6, what I say or think about me is what matters. As much as external affirmation and acceptance feel good, they're moot unless I decide to love and like me. I trust my gut and listen in. I want to walk out my values rather than follow the crowd. I'll make mistakes and be rejected by some, but I'll walk head held high because I know who I am. 7, there's wisdom in every season. There are natural rhythms to life in our day, month, and year, and learning to work with rather than resisting the ebb and flow of energy, creativity, productivity, or other highs and lows allows us to live with more curiosity and openness and less fear and judgment through it all. 8, I get to take the long view. As long as there's breath within me, I get to keep learning, growing, and practicing showing up to life. I don't have to panic or figure it all out today. I can take permission to rest and opt out of the race. I can simply choose my response today, and then tomorrow, I'll choose again. 9, I'm already happy. When I pause long enough from dreaming or striving or checking off the to-do list, I notice something. I'm already happy. Not always or 100% happy, but happy nonetheless. I'm well-fed and loved and safe. Yes, there is sorrow in my life and uncertainty too, but also happiness born of deep gratitude. You can do hard things. I hope these thoughts will help. May they shed a little light onto your path and help you take the next small step. You just listened to the post titled, Do Hard Things, These Thoughts Will Help, by Krista O'Reilly Davidegee of alifeinprogress.ca. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So I feel like I've done the bubble life at times where it's more about protection from hard things. It can sound nice at times, but it really isn't. Like a muscle, we don't grow unless we break down and rebuild or do hard things. And that's where real progress is made. Lately, I've had to do some difficult things that I think are for the better. I've also gotten out of my comfort zone by traveling to places I wouldn't have gone before, among other things. Tough, but it's good, especially long-term. Be careful about letting convenience and the easy stuff dominate your life. It's difficult to make progress in that situation. That should do it for today. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.